This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a series of development projects worth over 830 crore rupees at Shingur in Hooghly district of West Bengal yesterday evening. Addressing a public gathering, Prime Minister said the development of eastern India is central to the vision of a developed India and asserted that the Union government is consistently working towards this goal.
BJP, Vikas aur Virasat. दोनों को महत्व देती है विकास और विरासत के इसी मॉडल पर चलते हुए बीजेपी पश्चिम बंगाल के विकास को भी गति देगी.
Referring to his visit to Malda and Hooghly, he said projects worth hundreds of crores were being implemented across West Bengal to strengthen infrastructure and connectivity. Highlighting major rail initiatives, Mr. Modi said the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train was launched from West Bengal on Saturday, while the state has already received nearly half a dozen Amrit Bharat Express services. Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balagarh, a project that includes an inland water transport terminal and a road over bridge. Mr. Modi said the project would reduce congestion in Kolkata by diverting heavy cargo traffic, improve logistics efficiency and open new economic opportunities for Hooghly and neighbouring areas. Mr. Modi also launched a state-of-the-art electric catamaran in Kolkata to promote eco-friendly urban river transport and tourism along the Hooghly. The filing of nominations for the election of the BJP national president will take place today. According to the poll schedule released by party's national returning officer and MP K. Lakshman, nominations can be filed between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The whole election process will take place at the party headquarters in New Delhi. In a major success for security forces, 6 Maoists, including 4 women cadres, have been neutralized in an encounter in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. The operation was carried out by a joint team of the District Reserve Guard, Cobra and Special Task Force, marking a significant blow to Maoist activities in the region. The slain Maoists have been identified as Dilip Bedja, Madhvi Kosa, Lucky Matkam and Radha. The identification of the remaining two is still underway. Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sharma said that with the elimination of Bedja, the national park area can now be considered almost free of Maoist presence. The 86th All India Presiding Officers Conference, AIPOC, will begin at Uttar Pradesh Vidhan Sabha in Lucknow today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will address the inaugural session. During the conference, the presiding officers, secretaries and distinguished representatives will hold a wide-ranging discussion on legislative procedures, parliamentary traditions, the conduct of the House, good governance and current legislative issues. Speaker of the Uttar Pradesh Legislative Assembly, Satish Mahana, will deliver the welcome address. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, and Leader of Opposition in Uttar Pradesh Legislative Assembly, Mata Prasad Pandey, will also address the distinguished gathering on the occasion. Home Minister Amit Shah has extended greetings to personnel of National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, on raising day today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the NDRF has become the pillar of trust the nation relies on during calamities. The minister added that the response force plays a significant role in realizing the government's resolve to build a disaster-resilient country. He further saluted the martyrs who sacrificed themselves for the safety of others. U.S. President Donald Trump has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be part of the Board of Peace that will work towards bringing lasting peace to Gaza. U.S. President has sent a letter to Mr. Modi in this regard, which was shared on social media by U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will pay an official visit to India today at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And in men's cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 41 runs in the third ODI in Indore last night. Virat Kohli scored 85th international century, but the men in blue struggled to keep up after losing 4 wickets in just 13 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.